In just a moment, hear Best Plays. First, though, we'd like to take just these few seconds to tell you about our weekday shows. We've got Bob Rapid Robert Hope, and also the most relaxed guy in radio, Dave Garraway. Then two new shows, Second Chance and It Pays to Be Married. Join a lineup that also lists Red Benson's Phrase That Pays and Welcome Travelers with Tommy Bartlett. Comedy, guess, and quiz. The best of each for daytime listening over this station. Now it's Best Plays on NBC.
From New York, where the American stage begins, NBC presents Best Plays, transcribed with John Chapman. Best Plays, a series of hour-length dramas selected from the outstanding successes of the New York stage. Now, John Chapman, drama critic of the New York Daily News, is here to introduce Fay Emerson in Another Language by Rose Franken. Mr. Chapman.
Thank you. And welcome to our audience. Some years ago, a housewife and mother named Rose Franken got the urge to write a play about a family named Hallam. When she'd finished it, she had 11 men and women in it, all named Hallam. So she called her play Hallam Wives and sent copies of it around to theater managers. One of these, named Arthur Beckhardt, decided he would risk a week's performance of it in a summer theater at Woodstock, New York. It went pretty well, and he figured he would try it on Broadway sometime, and he got around to it the following spring. By now, the title of the play had been changed to Another Language, and Another Language became one of the best plays of that season. The role of the most important of the Hallam wives, Stella, was played by Dorothy Stickney. For our performance now, we are happy to have, as Stella, Miss Fay Emerson, who is no stranger to the Best Plays series. In fact, Miss Emerson is so versatile and so busy that I don't believe she's a stranger to any kind of show business or any kind of audience. Our scenes are a couple of Hallam apartments, one on the west side and another on the east side of New York.
Every Tuesday evening, our four Hallam sons and their wives gather with Mama and me for a little supper in the dining room of our brownstone house on the west side of Manhattan. Mama's very proud of her boys, and this is her way of keeping in touch with them, keeping track of what they're doing. On this particular evening, the only ones missing were our youngest son, Victor, and his wife, Stella. Well, we didn't wait for Victor and Stella. We had our buffet supper, and then the boys settled down with me for a game of pinochle while the wives chatted with Mama.
I just don't know what's keeping Victor and Stella. He's always so punctual.
Stella?
She coming tonight?
Victor said she might.
That'll be a diversion.
I don't think I could stand such an honor.
How is her ladyship, anyway?
Don't ask me. I haven't seen her since the hospital. I called on her when she had her miscarriage.
I didn't even call. After all, she doesn't kill herself for any of us.
You can say that again. Oh, there they are now. Papa, boys, Vicky's here. Oh,
boy. Hi.
Come in now.
Hello, Mama. How's my best girl?
Oh, I'm all right, Vicky. I was afraid you weren't coming.
Oh, and Stella, this is a surprise.
Hello, Mother. I'm awfully glad to see you. How are you?
Oh, so-so. You're late.
Oh, we're sorry. Vicky didn't get home till late. Here, Mother, this is for you.
Oh, thank you, Stella. But you shouldn't.
Box and everything.
Well, hello, everybody. It's so nice to...
You're quite a stranger.
I know, Helen. I'm really ashamed.
I feel as if we ought to be introduced.
Oh, Grace, it isn't as bad as that.
Well, you look pretty good for anyone who says she's been sick.
Oh, I'm fine again, Edda.
Hello, Papa. Hello, fellas.
Hello, Vicky. Stella, I knew you'd come, my child.
Hello, Father.
Just look at my flowers, Papa.
Oh, they're wonderful. Beautiful.
Those are beauties, Stella. Must have cost something.
A whole dozen.
Yeah, you sure blew yourself, Vic. Must be in the money.
Yeah, I guess business is looking up, eh, Vic? Yes,
but I have nothing big enough for such big flowers.
I told you it was silly to get chrysanthemums like that, Stella.
Oh, Vicky, you liar. You know you had as good a time as I did buying them, and they're so beautiful.
So's an oak tree. Well, what are you going to do with it?
Well, I thought we could use the umbrella stand.
Well, people don't use umbrella stands for flowers.
And not sensible people, but you don't know Stella.
Well, let's try anyway, shall we?
Stella likes her own way in things.
That's a cute dress she's got on. I can't wear that new line at all.
Listen, Grace, you need a different corset. I keep telling you.
Well, I've got to be comfortable. Can't kill myself for style.
How's this?
Look, Grandma, see what a smart daughter-in-law you have?
Yes, it would be nicer if it wasn't for umbrellas.
Well, we could make believe it was always a chrysanthemum stand. Take this in the kitchen, will you, Vicky, dear? Fill it with water.
All right, nuisance.
Hi, Helen.
Stop that water, Helen.
It tickles, doesn't it?
Grace, that husband yours is too fresh entirely.
Walter always likes his little joke.
Now, I don't think running your finger down a lady's spine is very funny.
Is that your idea of a joke, Walter?
Oh, Stella, where's your sense of humor?
Ah, humor you.
Oh, you missed him, Helen. Here's the way to do it.
No, you don't, Harry. I'll lick you.
You and who else?
It's too bad Jerry isn't here. He'd show you, Walter.
Boys, don't hurt yourself.
They're all right, Mama. Just playing around.
Oh, by the way, Paul, where's Jerry?
Well, he said he might drop in, didn't he, Etta?
Yes, but he wasn't sure. That's not right. Tuesday nights ought to begin to mean something.